Welcome to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. I'm Rachel, and this podcast is where you'll find the space to clear your head and calm your heart. I'm so glad you're here. Make yourself at home. Well, hey there, and welcome to episode 49 of the Untangling Life podcast. I'm Rachel, and I'm so glad you're listening in today. Today, we are going back to the basics of a Sunday school song. That's right, you heard me. Today, we are talking about one of my all-time favorite Sunday school songs, Zacchaeus Was a Wee Little Man. Now, just indulge me for a moment. The name of this episode is Who Couldn't Use a Little More Joy? And if you don't know the words of that song, they go something like this. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, a wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree and he said, Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today, for I'm going to your house to stay. Now, I may be guilty of liking the words to that song because I liked all of the hand motions and the little bit of sassiness that went along with the Sunday school song, but I want to read to you from Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. Indulge me just for a moment as I read from God's word. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, He has gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. If anyone had asked, they would have said it was impossible. Jesus was passing through town, and the most unlikely character wanted a front row seat, and he could only see the crowd. The idea that this rich man, a tax collector, wanted to see Jesus seemed ridiculous to most. That particular day, the unlikely happened. A wee little man climbed a sycamore tree so he could see God in the flesh. Jesus saw him and invited himself over to dinner with Zacchaeus, a well-known sinner. But there are facts to this story that draw me in more than any of these details. When I just read Zacchaeus' story in Luke 19, 1 through 10, I noticed three particular points. First, Zacchaeus hurried down from the tree when Jesus called him. Then he received Jesus joyfully. And finally, he changed in the presence of Jesus. I want to review each of those points just for a moment. The first one, Zacchaeus hurried down from the tree when Jesus called him. According to the Bible, Zacchaeus rushed out of the tree to see Jesus, probably because he wanted to learn more about him. As a chief tax collector and a wealthy man, he was despised by his community. Tax collectors were often seen as corrupt. And when Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was passing through his town, he was so curious, but he had a problem. He was too short. So he made use of a tree in order to get a better view of Jesus. I think there's a little lesson even in that, that we've got to make the most of the resources that we have at our fingertips to get a better view of Jesus, right? When Jesus reached the spot where Zacchaeus was perched, he looked up and he called out to him by name, inviting himself to stay at Zacchaeus' home. And Zacchaeus was just absolutely overjoyed, and he quickly climbed down in order to welcome him. There was an eagerness and a willingness that demonstrated his sincere desire to learn from Jesus. And you know, I can relate to that in so many ways. I long to have that eagerness and willingness to spend time with the Lord in the mornings. And I can honestly say that I do have that. But you know, I know it's a struggle for some people to be eager to open their Bible and spend time with the Lord in their quiet time. And for some, it is a struggle to be willing to do that because you've been through hurt, your heart is hurting, and you just struggle with even being willing to bask in the presence of the Lord. If we review those three points that I talked to you about at the beginning, those three notes from this passage, that Zacchaeus hurried down from the tree, and then the second was that he received Jesus joyfully. And that's, I think, what we're talking about in this point, is that there are many benefits to serving Jesus joyfully. There are many benefits to receiving him joyfully, to spending time with him. It can bring such a sense of purpose and fulfillment in your life. And then you can find joy when you know you're making a positive impact and contributing to someone else's life. So that brings a personal fulfillment. And then when you serve Jesus with a joyful heart, you also experience inner peace and contentment. Jesus promised that when we follow him, we'll receive that peace that passes all understanding, that peace that brings comfort and strength in difficult times. And we know that when we receive Jesus and we serve him, when we have received him joyfully into our hearts, we have eternal life. And this means that we live forever in relationship with him and that we will experience one day the joys of heaven. But also receiving Jesus joyfully. I need more joy in my life. You too. It leads to blessings because when we serve Jesus joyfully, we will improve our relationships. We'll receive opportunities to grow and develop as a person. We'll receive wisdom and guidance and strength. And when we receive Jesus joyfully, we'll have the opportunity to have a positive influence and inspire others to seek Jesus. Ultimately, serving Jesus joyfully and receiving him joyfully is about having a life that is pleasing to God. And the beautiful byproduct is that we receive fulfillment ourselves. We have a sense of peace, a sense of purpose, and a sense of hope that is unmatched by anything in this world. And then the last part of Zacchaeus is that not only did he receive, his story is beautiful, he received Jesus joyfully, but then he changed in the presence of Jesus. Did you notice that verse where he says, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half my possessions to the poor, and if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." He had an incredible change of heart. He was transformed. And to really change in the presence of Jesus is that transformation. We're transformed by his love and his grace and truth. We know we need him for heaven, right? We know we need him for eternal life, but we also need him for everyday life, right? Changing in the presence of Jesus is an ongoing process. It's where we spend time with him, and it requires humbling ourselves, and it requires faith, and it requires a willingness and a desire for him to move in our lives. If we want to allow him to move in us and we want to be transformed, then we will receive that by spending time with him, by reading his word, by praying, by taking time to listen to him, by meditating on his word. And all of those things, by spending time in his presence, will result in beautiful, unfathomable joy. Zacchaeus had changed in the presence of Jesus, and so do we. The children's song about Zacchaeus ends this way: "And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree and he said, 'Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today. from going to your house to stay. I never understood that part of the song when I was a kid. You know, I envisioned like an eternal sleepover with chocolate and ice cream and pizza and board games. And that sounded really fun. No wonder everyone was smiling at the end of that song in Sunday school, right? But the truth is, after Jesus came to visit Zacchaeus, he never really left. Oh, his body walked out the door, but his spirit remained. Zacchaeus was a changed man who had not only opened the door of his house, but he had opened the door of his heart. I pray that I would rush to get to Jesus' feet and spend time with him just as Zacchaeus did. I want to joyfully enjoy the moments in God's word and prayer. And yes, I want to be forever changed through drawing closer to him. That is what happens when we enjoy the gift of his presence. If you'd like to learn how to welcome Jesus gladly and experience more joy, then I invite you to dive into the In His Presence Bible Reading Plan and Journal. This journal is a digital download available on my website at rachelwojo.com/shop. I'll include the link in the show notes. But what would it look like if you had a sign above the table of your heart that simply said, "Welcome, Jesus"? You know, Zacchaeus was a hustler. He was a tax collector and he made his living by padding his own pocket. But Jesus didn't point out Zacchaeus for what he was widely known for doing. He appealed to the get-it-done attitude of Zacchaeus by telling him to come down immediately so he could come to his house. Jesus longs to sit at the table of our hearts and commune with us, no matter what we've done. I invite you into the In His Presence Bible Reading Plan and Journal to do just that. Thanks so much for listening in today. Until next time, God sees you and knows your need. Thank you for listening to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, be sure to subscribe. For show notes and free resources, visit rachelwojo.com. See you again soon.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.